Lanso with popular middle order batsman from Karnataka, Puneet Pania. Who's laughing? Left arm not so orthodox in the new year. I don't know if it's the first time, but I'm definitely going to say new year for the next 3-4 times to be safe. A new year, but for Australia, it's been the same year. And we talked to an Australian who's come all the way from Switzerland, a young man called Puneet Pania. Puneet, you're a comedian, but you're also a cricket lover. You've played cricket for many different teams, all underage. And tell me, have you seen an Australian team this strong at home? They won 5 matches in a row, test matches that is. They obliterated Pakistan. They won all 4 or 5 in 4 days, and they obliterated New Zealand. And Nathan Lyon got 10 wickets in Sydney, which is actually his home ground, although he plays for Western Australia now.
Yeah, a quick word. They are like robots now, I think.
See, the thing is that everybody's saying the only team that can take Australia on at home is India. And we are going there at the end of this year for the what will be almost a final amongst finals of the Test Championship. I'm talking Test cricket for a second.
Will they stop playing Tests after that? That will be.
They may, because there's a big imbroglio over this 4-day Test idea, which Mark Taylor, ex-Australian captain, came up with, where he says they basically play 100 overs a day for 4 days. So you play 4.5 days worth of overs.
Okay.
Because 40 overs more, you compensate. So you lose only 50 overs in the 5-day test. However, having said that, you free up 1 day. So in the test calendar, if you play 12 test matches a year, 12 days are freed up straight away.
And more days for ads.
More days for ads, more days for recovery, more days for marriages, the birth of their children when they leave and all that. But a lot of people like Ricky Ponting, Tendulkar, all the big names have said rubbish. Nathan Lyon, who got all these wickets, says I need the 5th day to, you know, as a spinner to exploit the conditions, and he bowled them out on the 4th day himself. After saying that, by taking a 5-first, he looked like an idiot. There's no need for the 5th day. What do you say?
It won't last forever. Test matches anywhere are hard.
You're saying it's done.
Yeah, it's done. I mean, I saw Harsha Bhogle say all those things about how Test cricket is like.
Harsha Bhogle is a man who lost hair in his 30s and has more hair in his 40s.
Yes, it's
he's reverse science himself.
Yeah, it's a new religion, I think.
Yeah. So he said that there's no hope?
No, he's still batting for Test cricket, saying, you know, there's some romantic element to it. No,
so all of us who grew up in the 70s, 80s and 90s will,
yes,
to some extent.
Yes.
But you're cynical about this and you think there's no...
In the Netflix era, there's no chance.
No chance. You don't even think with this innovations of 4 days and maybe lesser overs and this kind of thing?
No, unless they make a reality show.
Day-night Test matches, Saurav Ganguly had a packed house for Calcutta.
They'll try a lot of things, I think. But as it stands right now, the... white jerseys, 5 days, nobody's watching. In the Netflix world, who's going to
watch? So it's like video kill the radio star.
Yes, exactly.
T20 has come and destroyed everything in sight.
Yeah.
All right. In fact, having said that, Mumbai has just got hammered by Karnataka in the Ranji Trophy. And we've lost in the last 6 times, we've lost 4 times and drawn twice with Karnataka. This is Mumbai, which has won 285 matches in Ranji Trophy. The next number is Karnataka and Delhi with about 200, just about. So that is the lead we've had all our lives, the great Mumbai cricket culture and all. But with the rise of T20 culture and all the critics like Shishir Hathangadi and all, Mumbai Captain X, have come up and said, up to the IPL auction, they all play very well in all forms of cricket. After IPL auction, the 4-day matches and all, nobody's interested in. That's symptomatic of Mumbai, the mighty powerhouse.
It's gonna go down because people are seeing also the benefits of all the stardom, all the fame, right, and the money.
So Puneet, if you had a kid, and I'm not saying you don't have, because I know you've been to Poland for 3 months and you've not explained why, but in case you do have a kid, would you push them into a T20 sort of culture and say that's all you need to do?
This is the usual, no? Get them into engineering. And let them blame you for the rest of your life.
And engineers in the end will land up in the middle order. Is what you're saying. All right. Okay, one final thing I want to ask you, because we're just looking forward at the calendar. India now goes to New Zealand. Okay, we have 3 one-day games. I'm going to be in Wankhede with you, cheering India versus Australia on the 14th. But we played next test match is in New Zealand. Conditions which not always favour us. But we now have the best bowling attack, they say, in the world. Do you feel that we can actually destroy New Zealand in their home conditions if the ball will do a bit?
I think we have a good chance. Mm-hmm. With the current team right now, it is a good chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so do you think this is the best team you've seen in your last 10 or 15 years of covering the game as a professional scribe for a digital channel whose name I can't mention because you don't really know who it is?
No, I think it's like comparing like Tyson to a... it's that sort of an argument.
Actually, your reference again is like mine. Only I will understand who Tyson is. For most people, Tyson is a boxer doggy in the locality. Tyson!
But yes, that's sad.
Comparing Tyson to boxers whose names you don't even remember, like Klitschko. All right. Okay, Puneet, thank you so much. You've been, as usual, a breath of fresh air by contributing nothing to my show, Lanso. Luckily, our standards are so low that we don't care who comes on.
Is it a separate show?
It is. If you have a neighbor, aunt or uncle who has nothing to do, please send them here for Lanso.
For Lanso, okay.
Yeah, they don't have to say much. Just give decisions from time to time. We'll see you soon. Lots of cricket coming up for India, but that'll be next week onwards when Australia tour India for a Force 3 one-day tournament just to celebrate that the T20, and this is true, I'm not joking, that the T20 World Championship is in October in Australia. But you have to come to India because 92% of all eyeballs are
Indian.
Why did you open your mouth? You're not even on the show, Abbas. We'll leave it there. I'm going to have to call for the third umpire. Sorry, no ball.